aviation fans, it's me, Aviation News here, capital A, capital N. And today we'll be talking about merging, part three. I'm sorry guys, it's 2 days late, but I've had a lot going on. So let's get started with the episode. Today is probably going to be the best episode of Aviation News, probably not. But let's get started. A lot of you guys have probably been like, what's going to happen with Delta and Sun Country? I'm going to tell you why, and we're going to talk about Spirit and JetBlue. And we're also going to talk about, if anybody knows, I think Hawaiian, and I'm probably JAL. But I don't think so. For that one, no. I do think that Qantas and Air New Zealand will probably merge. But we're going to talk about Sun Country and Delta. So Sun Country, I was plane spotting at Columbus, and we saw Sun Country in at the Delta terminal. So we're going to talk about, I'm going to talk about why Delta and Sun Country might merge. So Delta and Sun Country might merge because of Minneapolis and their hub. They both have hubs in Minneapolis, and they park at the same, so Sun Country parks at Delta's gates, and Delta's parks at Sun Country's gates. So most of the time, anyway, Delta's trying to take over Sun Country, Delta and Sun Country it's gonna be a good one these few years. Spirit and JetBlue will probably they'll probably have it off, I think, because they're two low cost airlines that are both on the eastern side of the United States, and they can have both have hubs in Fort Lauderdale, which I think will probably trigger that merge. Most of these merges that may happen are because of the two airlines at the same city, two airlines that have hubs in the same airport or same city. I think that this will trigger a lot of merges in the next few decades. I think another thing is that I think that United and Frontier will merge. We're going to talk about Qantas and Air New Zealand, but Frontier, I think United will take over Frontier, Frontier is a low-cost airline and all, but, you know, I think that United can have a chance, although they are not as good as, I would think that Frontier would be better, but, you know, it's hard because, I mean, you got this airline that is, it's pretty decent, but I think Frontier could probably take him over if they had enough power. If they had enough hubs, Frontier would have definitely taken him over. But that may not be the case, though. I mean, Frontier's hubs are, I think Frontier's hubs are Denver, which is, I think it's the only hub that they have. Yeah, it's the only hub that they have. But I think that they could probably also team up with Vlaris, because they both have the same co-chair. But you know, I don't think it's gonna be serious yet. But Delta and Sun Country is getting serious. Right now, it's the only one that's getting serious. Spirit and JetBlue are not gonna. I'm thinking Spirit will probably get taken over easily by JetBlue, because JetBlue is way better in terms of, like, Because if anybody knew that Spirit is the second worst airline in the world. Right after Air Koryo. Which is actually brings me to my next thing. I mean, I would think that you would think that Air Koryo would merge with Korean Air, but that would heck no, that would happen. You don't want to dare to how dare you mess with Korean Air, man? Because if you mess with Korean Air, that's a wrap for you. That's what I gotta say. It's a wrap for you. Yeah, so that's all. It's confusing. That's all I gotta say. It's confusing. I would think, and I also think that that Qantas and Air New Zealand might merge because I mean, there is an Oceania region. I know. I think that they could possibly merge because they also have a hub in Sydney and Auckland. So that's probably going to be a definite merge because they both have hubs in Sydney and in Auckland. I'm starting to think that Qantas can also have a hub in London. And they can go from Sydney to London on like an, I don't know, A350. But 787, they already have one from London to Perth, which is the second longest route in the world. We'll also talk about world's longest flights on another episode of Aviation News, capital A, capital N. But this is the last episode until... I'm going to have to say probably next month, unfortunately. I have school going on, and it's going to be very hard. So, I think next year... Oh, no, gosh. Next month is when I'm probably going to be able to come back with some more episodes. But I think this is the last episode until next month. You guys, man, you guys are the best. You guys are... very, very nice. You guys are amazing. Shabbos of Flight Lover 6. Unfortunately, I didn't get his name right, so that's sad. So shout out to Flight Lover 6, and I will, I just love you. I love you, Flight Lover 6. And also, shout out to Philip Isley. You are also amazing because you just favorited my podcast on the app called Anchor. Make sure you guys go download that if you want to create your podcast. Great app. So, like I said, Aviation News, capital A, capital N. Make sure you subscribe and like. So, I'm thinking that since merging part 3 is pretty important and I've not really talked really that much about interesting stuff. I mean, it's interesting, but I think China Airlines and Air China will merge, even though Air China is the new airline, and China is the old school, China Air is the old school airline. I think that is going to happen, though, because, I mean, they have the same hubs, the same everything, but they don't have, the same aircraft, except for Air China doesn't have the 747-400. Which I said, why retire the 747-400 is because, I mean, it beats the question, but it's also an answer. I mean, I can also answer that. I mean, anybody can answer that because, I mean, simply answer. The simple answer is, it's old. That's why probably Air China doesn't have it. But if they merged, they probably could have took it from China Airlines. And, you know... Alaska's getting their aircraft from Virgin America. They got an A321neo. Who could have thought in a million years that they would get another aircraft aside from the 737 and the Bombardier and the CRJ? Who could have thought in a million years that they even get something beside the 737? Who in a million years would think that? Honestly. And if Southwest merges again, they're probably not going to take any aircraft because their 737s are, they love them. So keep going, Southwest. I don't think you need any more aircraft. I think you're fine. But you know, it is what it is. I mean, they can get their aircraft wherever they want. I mean, like I said in the merger part two, Alaska and no, American got their aircraft from U.S. Airways. They got their CRJ there. They didn't have a CRJ back then. And the only reason why American is popular right now is because of U.S. Airways getting destroyed. American Airlines would never be popular in, like, forever if they didn't merge with U.S. Airways. Now, Northwest Airways is why Delta's popular now. So a lot of these old airlines were more popular than the airlines that have gotten that taken over those other airlines, those old ones. A lot of those airlines that started Delta and American and United were baller back then. I think United was always good in their climb to being great. I think that that was their best time. I think that they were already good until they got even better from Continental. But Delta and American and Southwest, they were not good back then until they merged with AirTran, U.S. Airways, and Northwest. And then Frontier was not even that good until they merged with Midwest. So a lot of these airlines are great and successful because of these old airlines that are now taking over. I remember back in my day, I remember Midwest and I remember Northwest until they got taken over by Delta and U.S. Airways, which passed away in 2016, I think. So, rest in peace, U.S. Airways. They still have U.S. Airways liveries, but their legacy still will live on forever, because that's how American got great. That's how American got their new livery, because of U.S. Airways. I think so. U.S. Airways will always be greater than American, but American's great now, probably greater because of U.S. Airways. And U.S. Airways had more routes than American ever did and ever will. I mean, it's nuts right now. Alaska's going to get more routes just because of Virgin America's merging with them. Or merged with them. So, Alaska's gaining more routes. Qantas will gain way more and more routes from merging with Air New Zealand. Spirit and JetBlue. I think JetBlue is going to... So, since JetBlue is going to take them over, I think... That's my opinion. I think that they're gonna actually fly to Columbus because of Spirit going to Columbus, and they're actually making Columbus the biggest hub. They're actually making Spirit the biggest. I think Spirit's growing on top of Southwest in terms of racing for hubs. Of course, Columbus doesn't have a hub. They have a medium hub for Southwest, but these large airports have big hubs. So we're like in the I would say we're in the small to medium hub department or tier, but in terms of like race for hubs, we're like tier, because tier 100 is like Atlanta and Salt Lake City and then Denver, and then there's Newark, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, all in Charlotte. I mean, Dallas, Fort Worth, Chicago. I mean, yeah, Chicago's tier 100, definitely. Their main hub is pretty much Chicago. I mean, their main hub is United. American does not own them as well as Chicago does. So Chicago goes pretty much everywhere in the freaking world. But we're gonna save that for another episode. Thank you guys for watching. If you have, don't forget to subscribe and turn on notifications and look for Aviation News, capital A, capital N. Got our new logo. Check that out, by the way. Comment below what you think of the new logo. And how do you like merging part 3? Do you think I should make a merging part 4? Or do you think I should leave it off at merging part 3? Leave a comment in the comment section below. One more thing. If Alaska and Hawaiian merged, do you think that Hawaiian would have had a 737? That's how I'm gonna leave it off. Answer it in the comment section below. But yeah, do you think that Hawaiian would have a 737 if Alaska and Hawaiian merged? I will probably answer that in maybe a merging part 4, but maybe we're gonna leave it off right now with the merging part 3, probably merging part 4 in season 4. I don't know, but this is the last time. This might be the last time that merging comes up. It's been a quick road. I will see you guys next month, and peace, aviation fans.